you cunning fiend!
I'm surprised that my simple trick could deceive so experienced a hunter. How many times have you tied a young goat under a tree and waited above it with your rifle for the bait to bring up your tiger? Well, this empty house is my tree, and you are my tiger. The parallel is exact.
Huh. You, sir, inspector, or whatever you are, you may or may not have cause for arresting me, but there's no reason why I should submit to the jibes of this person. If I'm in the hands of the law, let things be done in a legal way.
Well, that's reasonable enough. Anything more to say, Mr. Holmes, before we go?
This is a fascinating weapon. I knew von Herder, the blind German mechanic who made it to the order of the late Professor Moriarty. I've no doubt it was always intended for the professor's trusted chief of staff. Isn't that so, Colonel?
You devil!
That's quite enough of that. You're not in India now. Constable, take him downstairs.
Inspector, Ronald, Holmes,
Moran.
You seem to know a good deal about me. Remember that in some parts of the world, too much knowledge is believed to be a dangerous thing.
Come on, you.
And in others, the pursuit of truth is worshipped as man's holiest endeavor. Uniquely powerful and accurate, but almost completely silent. Like all air guns.
Air guns? You said you were afraid of air guns. Seems like a lifetime ago.
If that's all, gentlemen.
Yeah, one final thing. What charge do you intend to prefer?
What charge? Why, the attempted murder of Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
No, that's right. I didn't want to appear in the matter at all. To you, and only you, goes the credit for this remarkable arrest.
Holmes?
Yes, Watson. Yes, with his usual happy mixture of cunning and audacity, Lestrade has got him.
Got him? Got who?
The man the whole force has been seeking in vain. The murderer of the Honourable Ronald Adair.
Colonel Sebastian Moran. It's hard to believe.
Son of a cabinet minister, Eton Oxford, impeccable military career.
Impeccable? It's outstanding, more like. Jawaki, Afghanistan, Cherasiab. When I was a boy, he was one of my heroes.
Well, what the devil went wrong with the man?
And there are trees which grow to a certain height and then suddenly develop some unsightly eccentricity. You often see exactly the same thing in humans.
I'd hardly call turning to murder an unsightly eccentricity.
Ah, yes, the murder. Don't forget these, Lestrade.
Revolver bullets from a silent rifle. No wonder we were thrown completely off the scent.
Yes, there's genius in it.
Are you sure he was able to shoot young Adair from right across Park Lane? That window wasn't lifted more than a crack.
Yeah, that was all he needed. And his own mastery gave him away. At last, he'd been panicked into a crime that I could trace straight to him and no one else. Only he had the ability, the means, and the motive.
Of what motive?
I can't see any reason for him to do it.
Ah, but I have one vital piece of information that you lack.
Go on.
The Colonel has one particular skill which you won't find mentioned in his memoirs. He's an expert card sharp. Lived off that for years. I believe that young Adair caught him out and threatened to expose him. Well, that would have meant public ruin and the end of all his grand plans.
So Adair had to die.
Which he did, in the very act of absolving himself from his partner's crime.
The list of names and figures. Adair was calculating how much he'd won illegally.
Planning to return it all. He really was, as honest as the day's long, just as Moran described him.
Well, I've met some cool ones in my time, but... Gentlemen, I must be getting back to the yard. It's been a pleasure to work with you again, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Lestrade. Somewhat to my surprise, I have to say that the pleasure's been mutual. Good night.
Good night, Inspector.
Gentlemen?
Holmes? Just recalling the first time we stood here together.
Yes.
The well-remembered door. The scandal in Bohemia. I thought you didn't bother with worthless rubbish.
It's quite right, quite right.
Would you care to step in for a minute? I'd be delighted.
On my knees, sir, as you told me.
I hope you were careful, Mrs. Hudson.
Oh, yes, Doctor. Believe me.
Excellent. You carried the thing out very well.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Watson, Mrs. Hudson and I have one final surprise for you.
Holmes,
After everything else that's happened today, General Gordon himself could be waiting behind that door to present...